HAP is temporary housing a lot of potentially homeless people. We have over 600 people in HAP, and yet we're trying to say we have a net waiting list of 363, and not taking into account the 600 odd that are already on HAP. But as I say, they're potentially homeless people waiting to be evicted.
The impression given sometimes is that HAP is equivalent to social housing. The message coming from yourself and the councillors today is very clearly it isn't.
It's a stopgap. What it's doing is providing a roof over families' heads while they're waiting on council accommodation. And as we know, as the country gets and the economy gets better, people who were renting their houses are thinking now about selling it. And we see from experience over this last number of months, more and more people who are on HAP are being given notice to leave as the houses are being put up for sale. That is the owner's right, but it leaves us in the council with an awful headache. And as I say, we have a false number of people who we believe is on the housing waiting list. We're working with 363, whereas we really have over 1,000.
And finally, in terms of the provision of emergency accommodation, you made the point that one hostel in particular in Letterkenny has effectively become long-term accommodation for people. Another hostel is needed, something that's genuinely there for emergencies.
We need someone, yes, an emergency housing which can accommodate people for up to maybe 2-3 weeks. They allow them to get on their feet, they find accommodation that's suitable for them. We have an excellent hostel out the road, but unfortunately it's become a permanent home for a lot of the residents out there. So what we need to be doing is investing in the future and putting in place a proper hostel that will accommodate those who find themselves homeless.